and WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We've learned that an explosion this morning at a munitions plant about 60 miles southwest of Nashville has taken a terrible toll. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
I can tell you right now that we're looking for 19 individuals.
CBS's Nicole Valdez is there.
He said, this is one of the most devastating scenes that I've ever seen in my 36-year career as sheriff. That was really something that he struggled to even get out as he looked over to his left and saw what I counted to be maybe two dozen people. Those are family members who are still here waiting for news of their loved ones.
People who live miles away from the plant said they felt the explosion. A tough day on Wall Street. Stocks had been gaining until President Trump posted on social media a threat to sharply increase tariffs on China. He's upset about its restrictions on rare earths. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Because China dominates the processing capabilities for rare earths around the world, China shot across the bow of new export restrictions on rare earths really rattled a lot of investors.
And just moments ago, the president posted another threat. He says he'll impose a 100% tariff on China starting November 1st. A former Secretary of State tells CBS News she's pleased a ceasefire has been reached in Gaza, but she warns the tough part is keeping the ceasefire in place. Hillary Clinton was President Obama's top diplomat.
Having U.S. troops and civilian personnel involved in helping to ensure that the ceasefire takes place, that it holds, that if there is some kind of outbreak somewhere, that it can be quickly put down.
About 200 American soldiers will help enforce the ceasefire. CBS's Haley Ott in Tel Aviv says as tens of thousands of Palestinians head to northern Gaza to see what's left of their communities, they'll be provided food and other supplies quickly.
We expect the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza to increase imminently. Italy's Ministry of Defense said 600 trucks of aid a day will enter Gaza through Egypt.
The administration is following through on President Trump's threat of mass firings of federal employees during the shutdown.
The RIFs, or reductions in force, come amid the government shutdown, as the Senate has been unable to pass a short-term federal funding bill. These firings are described by the budget office as substantial. The move by the Trump administration is meant to pressure Senate Democrats to drop their demand to extend expiring subsidies that help millions of Americans buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Linda Kenyon, CBS News. News, Washington.
The Dow closed down almost 2% today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The high school football playoffs will hit different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska has more.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky said that the new system rewards you for beating teams. The eight-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions.
An opportunity for anglers in Racine this weekend. The DNR is inviting people to explore the state's trout and salmon fishery operation at the Root River Steelhead facility. The event is tomorrow, with the place opening its doors for a free, family-friendly event. Visitors can take guided tours to see how fish are captured and eggs collected for hatchery programs. Groups like Salmon Unlimited and Southeast Wisconsin Trout Unlimited will offer hands-on demos. Our Racine tradition dating back to 1929 is kicking off its annual effort. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is kicking off their seasonal drive to help local kids get gifts this holiday season. Families looking to apply for help can do that in person at the City Hall Annex through December 9th. Police say a 29-year-old Racine man fired up to 18 shots at an Uber car's driver, then called the cops himself. Christian Cooley was arrested after the confession and said he thought he was in danger after a verbal argument last Thursday in Racine. No one was hurt, but the car was riddled with bullet holes. Cooley faces charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. The Brewers lost in Chicago, blowing a two-game lead as the series is now tied 2-2. Tomorrow's Game 5 in Milwaukee starts at 7:08 p.m. The winner will advance to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111. 11 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now, so we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow, and you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday, temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. Currently, it's 66. WRJN.
It's time for Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick 3 songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1968.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. 3 great songs from 1 great year. All brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Today we're spinning the dial back to 1968, when men had sideburns wide enough to pick up radio signals, women teased their hair to the ceiling, and cars were so big you needed 2 zip codes just to park one. Now, 1968 wasn't exactly a quiet year. The nation was in turmoil, protests, politics, and Paisley everywhere. The Vietnam War raged on, and college students protested so much they probably deserved academic credit for it. And in 1968, the computer mouse was invented, though nobody could have guessed that 50 years later, we'd all be clicking for cat videos. On the radio in 1968, we were listening to The Rascals and People Gotta Be Free. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Lovely world it should be. Every
1968, it's the Rascals and People Gotta Be Free on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1968. Now that song had a message that resonated loud and clear in 1968. All the world over, so easy to see, people everywhere just want to be free. And freedom lost a champion on April 4th, 1968, when Martin Luther King Jr. was gunned down, and when Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated on June 5th, it was dealt another devastating blow. Well, 1968, television journalism changed forever with the introduction of 60 Minutes.
Good evening. This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television, which means it has the flexibility and diversity of a magazine adapted to broadcast journalism.
And if this broadcast does what we hope it will do, it will report reality.
But we do think this is sort of a new approach. We realize, of course, that new approaches are not always instantly accepted.
We'll see. I'm Mike Wallace.
We will indeed. I'm Harry Reisner.
And that was 60 Minutes. On the radio in 1968, we were listening to Dion and Abraham, Martin, and John. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's
It's Dion and Abraham, Martin, and John on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. Now, initially, Dion didn't like that song, but he's since come to understand its legacy, telling one interviewer, "I realized that what these four guys had in common was a dream. It was like they had the courage to believe that a state of love really can exist." Dion claimed that he received more than 4,000 letters thanking him for recording that song. Well, in 1968, the world was introduced to Pringles.
Pringles, newfangled potato chips. Simply amazing. As many chips as in a big bag, fresh, unbroken, stacked in a crush-proof, stale-proof canister. Made a new way. Delicious, crunchy, fresh, and they stay fresh.
Every single Pringles potato chip is the perfect potato chip.
They're not broken, taste a lot fresher, too. The canister keeps them that way for you. Pringles, newfangled potato chips.
On the radio in 1968, we were listening to Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, and I wonder what she's doing tonight. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Today, featuring the class of 1968.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We were so close, but closer, and it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
From 1968, it's Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, and I wonder what she's doing tonight on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. Now, that song was a major hit for them. It reached number 8 on the U.S. charts in 1968, but Boyce and Hart are probably most famous for writing and producing many songs for the Monkees. Well, in 1968 on TV, we were watching Gunsmoke. Is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Be sure to tune in again Monday afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. And it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Big deals. Today's big
Deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
I love you and no
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's talk about the Spinners for a minute. The Spinners had two tenor vocalists that often shared lead vocals, Bobby Smith and Felipe Wynn. On this song, they teamed up with Dionne Warwick, and for most of the song, Smith sings with Dionne Warwick, but then Wynn comes in at the end to take it all home. So, it's the Spinners and Dionne Warwick from 1974. It's Then Came You on WRJN.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Chain, yeah,
Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our scene tradition dating back to 1929 is kicking off its annual effort. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is kicking off their seasonal drive to help local kids get gifts this holiday season. Families looking to apply for help can do that in person at the City Hall Annex through December 9th. The program also offers clothing when supplies last and works only with Racine County residents. You will need a photo ID and paperwork for each child to qualify. Items will be ready for pickup December 13th. There's more about the effort at RacineCountyEye.com. Charges have been filed against a Racine mother that police say left her 6-year-old autistic daughter alone in a car outside Ascension Hospital Wednesday night. Officers found the child wearing no shoes or socks and moving around in an unsecured car seat. The child's mother, 26-year-old Kayla Hamilton, told police she had thought a friend had driven her daughter to a sitter. Hamilton worked at the hospital. Investigators say video shows Hamilton walking from the car to work and no one else returning to the vehicle. She's charged with child neglect. And veterans in Racine can now ride the county buses for free with the new WISCO card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin is partnering with Ride Racine on the program. They'll be helping veterans sign up, with representatives available at the Outreach Center on the Out Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
WRJN
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday. Temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. Currently, it's 66.
WRJN.
the Tremolos in Silence is Golden on WRJN. You know, we want to make sure that you can hear these timeless hits anywhere you go. So in Racine, you can listen to the historic 1400 AM or the crystal clear FM 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, you want to tune it to 98.1. And now, this is brand new, now as you head north from Racine, you can tune to 107.3 FM and hear those crystal clear, timeless hits right here on WRJN. So it's 99.9 in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, and as you head north into Milwaukee and Oak Creek, it's 107.3. local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So many diets out there. Have you been dieting recently? So many different diets out there. And a study found that all those various diets have various benefits. So which is the best diet for you? Well, experts say it's the one that you feel you can stick with day after day, no matter how much it drives your family crazy. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm looking forward to this. WRJN's commitment to local news continues to grow. Along with our partnership with Racine County Eye, you can welcome our newest on-air news anchor, Connie Fellman. She's going to be starting in the afternoons here on WRJN sometime next week. Now, Stuart J. Waddles will still start your day with local news that you depend on, and now Connie will add years of news experience to afternoons with me, Kurt Vollman, with local news and Timeless Hits here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11-3-2025.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. Their fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department continues through October 18th. Follow X-Golf Kenosha on social media right now to stay in on all the fun. Daily deals, scrambles, tournaments, food specials, raffles, and auctions. It's golf, it's fun, and it's all for a great cause. Don't miss out. Swing into X-Golf Kenosha today just off of Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than indoor golf. It's about the community.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. Then, high school football pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 with Dick Graceffa here on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.
RJN.
I keep on dancing, boy. Don't you wanna turn the jerk right now? Turn it on, shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Don't you wanna do the locomotion, yeah. Turn it on a prime, don't hurry me my way. Shake it, shake it, perfect dance.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump is threatening sharply higher tariffs on China. Details from CBS News White House reporter Linda Kenyon.
President Trump says he's placing a 100% tax on Chinese imports starting November 1st or sooner, now that China has restricted exports of rare earth minerals needed for U.S. industries. Posting on social media, the president said the new tariffs are on top of the tariffs China is already paying to import its products into the U.S.
Another Trump post on tariffs on China earlier in the day sent stocks deep into the red. Here's PNC Bank chief economist Gus Fauché.
This is a reminder that there is still a lot of uncertainty out there, that things can change very quickly.